Chapter 16, Compound Interest. Compound as neologism, stress patterns of compound versus nominal phrase, compound within a compound, right-hand head rule, compound in other languages. Day 76, Horseshoes and Alligator Shoes.
Patrick, I'd like to pick up on something we talked about a couple of weeks ago concerning expressions like skin deep, paper thin, ice cold, sky high.
Fine, Marta. I think that stuff's still pretty much in my head.
Good. These items have meanings that are fairly obvious. I mean, most of them have possible paraphrases in the as construction, as cold as ice, for example. And of course, they're all the same part of speech, right?
Yeah. Adjectives.
And the construction itself we identified as a compound. Let's take a look at another kind. How would you define the compound skin cancer?
Cancer of the skin, I guess.
And what about cancer cure?
Simple. It's a cure for cancer.
Then how about rest cure? Work cure?
Never heard of these, Marta. Oh, all right. Rest cure. Well, maybe resting as a cure for some ailment. And work cure, let's see. A cure that lets you avoid going to work? I really like that one.
You do, do you? But you've never heard of them, and yet you came up right away with possible interpretations. What do you make of that?
Well, I guess I'm pretty creative.
Don't get carried away, Patrick. A while back, we talked about other words that lots of people never heard before, but could still assign a meaning to, like infotainment, veggie burger, cyberspace. Remember the term we used for them?
Okay, let me think. Neologism.
Yes, so let's see how adept you are at neologizing, if you'll pardon the expression. How would you interpret, say, horseshoes?
Easy. Those metal things that go on a horse's hooves. Shoes that a horse wears.
How about alligator shoes?
Ah, very clever, Marta. Not shoes that an alligator wears. It's shoes made of alligator skin.
Then what about, say, bicycle shoes?
Well, I guess that could mean shoes that you wear when you ride a bicycle.
And kitchen table shoes?
Kitchen table shoes? That's crazy. Can't mean anything.
Oh, come on, Patrick. Conjure up something. Use your imagination.
Okay. Multiple pairs of shoes scattered around the house in different places, and one of the pairs is on the kitchen table.
See? You're a real neologizer, just like the rest of us.